if you're a female and you have tender breasts and heavy menses, is because the liver is not doing the job processing the estrogen like it should be. Sugar takes B vitamins out of the body. Sugar and stress. Your organs have association with emotions. So the lungs are associated with sadness. Kidney is fear. The liver is anger. And the gallbladder is bitterness. When you really start evaluating this, you can reverse most issues, but it really comes down to stress or dietary choices. And unless you change that, the trajectory of your life is going to deteriorate.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Do you have questions about female hormones, maybe breast cancer issues, thyroid health, or maybe even you've got concerns about prostate health for your man? Well, this is going to be the episode for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. My hope is that you would really find this conversation enlightening and that it would change your approach to your health. I believe it will be very eye-opening on so many levels, but we are truly honored to have with us today a true pioneer in the field of natural health, Dr. Bob DeMaria. With over four decades of clinical experience, Dr. Bob has dedicated his life to helping individuals overcome chronic health challenges through holistic, drug-free solutions. Since establishing his practice in Ohio in 1978, he has transformed countless lives, guiding patients toward optimal wellness without the reliance on medication. He's now based in Naples, Florida, but Dr. Bob continues to share his wealth of knowledge as a prolific author, having penned 11 insightful books on topics such as hormone balance, which we're going to talk about today, chronic illness management, and nutrition. His expertise has made him a sought-after guest on national and local television programs and popular podcasts like this one, where he inspires audiences with his practical, science-based approach to health. Now, Dr. Bob, he holds a Doctor of Natural Health degree and is supported in his mission by his wife, Debbie, a dedicated breast thermographer. And together, they are passionate advocates for women's health, providing safe and non-invasive solutions. He's all about solutions. This year, they also celebrate an impressive 49 years of marriage, and it's just such a testament to their commitment to each other and their shared vision of wellness. So let's dive into this episode. I know you're gonna love it. Well, welcome, my dear friend. It's been a while, Dr. Bob DeMaria, to the Visibly Fit podcast. Great to have you.
Thanks for finding me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was tracking back how long we've actually known each other and have been connected on some way or another. I think it's been like 22, 23 years. I remember having you and Debbie on something that I did like years and years ago. And goodness, that was probably 20 years ago.
Yes.
So good to see you again. You look great.
Thank you.
And I don't think you've aged a bit.
Well, I try to keep myself. I have few secrets that I do different. I'll tell you one thing that I've been doing to help the skin on my face, beef tallow, organic beef tallow.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people are doing the beef tallow.
Yeah. I found it in Bozeman, Montana, about 4 years ago. We were walking around a farmer's market, and there were some young girls there that were homeschoolers, and I never even thought or heard about it. So they gave me the pitch, and I bought two bottles of it, and I've been using it ever since.
Wow. Well, it's working. It's working, Dr. Bob. And you and Debbie have been married almost 50 years. So I just want to say congratulations on that.
Thank you. 1976. Cool. We're on 49 this year.
That's so exciting. So good.
Thank you.
Well, when I reached out to you, Dr. Bob, I said, all right. You said, what do you want to talk about? I said, whatever's on your heart right now. And you said, I really want to talk about just female hormones, a thyroid, maybe men's prostate. I'm like, let's just go for it. Like, let's just flow. So that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to talk about what you are passionate about in this moment. And let's start right there with female hormones, because there's a lot of imbalance happening right now. There's fluctuations. There's, you know, just issues with metabolic health. And let's just talk about that from your perspective.
Well, you know, stress is probably one of the bigger issues that we're dealing with across the board. So what I have here, this is a liver. The liver is the key to female and male health. This is normal. This is a fatty liver. This would be more of a diseased liver, but I really like everybody to see this is the gallbladder here. I want you to think of the gallbladder as your bottle of dish detergent. Liver makes dish detergent. Gallbladder is the bottle. So why is the liver so important? Had a young lady came in today, 35 years old, has a child, and she already had a lesion on my little props. Right here's a little tumor. So she had a
lesion. Real quick, if you guys are not watching on YouTube, make sure you're watching on YouTube, because we've got props. Okay, go ahead.
So this is a lesion that she had on her uterus. So as we are talking, this is for everybody watching or listening right now. Question number one, if you're a female and you have tender breasts and heavy menses, it's because the liver that I just showed you is not doing the job processing the estrogen like it should be. That's important. Mm-hmm. So what happened to this young lady is with the excess of estrogen, there's a lesion that just started in the wall of her uterus. And you know, they could go in and they could do a myomectomy and take that out. And this is the point I want to make to everybody. Unless you change what you're doing, it's going to come back. And it's not so much that it's going to come back. You have laid the foundation for that to be there in the first place.
So, yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. 'Cause a lot of people think that's a quick fix, just to go and take care of it that way. And that's not the fix.
Well, my average female patient's between 37 and 43 years old. They've had two kids. They're on an antidepressant. They've had their gallbladder out. They have heavy flow, and the medical community wants to do something to them called ablation. Ablation is when they literally get a hot ball and they go inside your uterus and they burn the inside of your uterus, which is absolutely ridiculous because it's not getting to the cause. So I want you to think of myself being a doctor of cause. You do reverse engineering and you go backwards. Yes. And I can tell you right now, and I'm not saying I know more than the medical community, but it's just basic physiology. But somewhere along the line, I don't really think they understand that. So let's go back to this liver and gallbladder. So when the young lady came in today, one of the markers, and so for those of you watching or listening, you write this down, her carbon dioxide on your blood test, because I know most of you have had blood tests, but you have healthcare providers that will tell you everything is normal, and everything is normal because they don't know what normal even is or how to take care of it. So if your carbon dioxide is low, that's a marker to me that you need B, Bravo B vitamins, usually thiamine, vitamin B1. That'll help your liver process the estrogen. Now, she had a couple other body signals, and one of them was she cries easy. I know a lot of you ladies out there cry easy. Mosquitoes like you, and you usually have sore muscles after exercise. You could probably hear your refrigerator humming in the other room. So you have noise sensitivity. So if you have tender breasts, heavy menses, and all the other markers I just said, if they want to go in and do a procedure to you, and this is the scary part. So let's just say someone like yourself, Wendy, goes to your well-meaning PCP and you present these body signals and say, Wendy, my schedule's pretty full, but I might be able to make time for you on Thursday. You grab all of your belongings
Run.
And you skedaddle. because you want to find someone like myself or another practitioner that actually thinks physiologically. That's really, really important. So some body signals that your liver is not functioning optimally, as I already said, tender breasts, heavy menses. Oftentimes, as a female, and then especially men also, you'll see little red bumps on your body. I call them cherry hemangiomas. If they're multiplying like Chinese checkers, that means you really have a liver issue. Usually women have more of a challenge than men when it comes to the liver because of babies. When you have a gallbladder issue, gallbladder is usually right shoulder, right knee. There's a Chinese acupuncture point on the right knee. So you have, let's say, indigestion. In Italian, we call it agita, with onions and garlic and green peppers.
Peppers
or radishes, those are not the problems. The problem is your liver gallbladder mechanism is not functioning, and those foods are placing a demand on it. So if you have digestive distress with onions and garlic and cucumbers and radishes, and your right knee hurts, isn't that crazy? It's all the gallbladder meridian. You have a gallbladder issue, and if you have two kids,
we're all connected. Yeah.
Yes. So that's, you know, that's just some really important puzzle pieces. And there's a whole body of puzzle pieces that we could talk about.
Well, you're just so full of knowledge, Dr. Bob, and just, I mean, a plethora of information. I've always been fascinated by your work. And I just think, we've got to get to the root of the problem instead of always putting a Band-Aid on it. And so that's the big message here, is that you are someone that wants to get to the root issue and get people healed, just like I do in my practice. And so let's talk a little bit, just simplistic, like lifestyle interventions that you would recommend just to optimize hormonal health for women.
Well, you really want
to mention stress.
You really want to have some objective tests done, rather it be a blood test, saliva test. Okay, so let's just say, for example, that you do a blood test. So we do something called an OptiChem or OptiCardio Plus. It's just a name of a series of markers on a blood test. So I'll go through some of these right now. So, and you might want to come back and listen to this and write these down. So let's just say that you're a female, and it's a man too, but we're talking to the female marketplace right now. If your uric acid is low, it's usually a body signal to me that you might need vitamin B12. So we use a methylcobalamin, which is easily absorbed. We use sublingual ones. The big buzz right now for a lot of people is this MTHFR gene. And you could go back and you look at a part of your blood test called the CBC, Charlie Bravo Charlie, on your blood test. And you look at something called the MCV, Mary Charlie Victor, or the MCHC and the MCH. You can see, Dr. Bob, like, what are all these? MCHC, MCH, they will get bigger when you don't have enough B12. So I might have someone that's told that they have the MTHFR gene, but if I look at the uric acid and if I look at those values that I just mentioned to you and they're normal, their body might have a gene issue, but I think sometimes we're chasing the wrong end of the cat. So B12, usually low uric acid, elevated. Now, this is going to be really important because there's someone out there that needs to hear this. So when my wife and I got married, we were 21. She was on the pill for about 6 years, had her first child, no more pill, had her second child. She's now 30, dysplasia on her cervix. That's when my life changed, 40 years ago. We changed everything. And so at that time, Dr. Bob was not the Dr. Bob that Dr. Bob is today. We didn't know anything about woman physiology. So we did some lifestyle changes. She definitely improved. But since then, I have learned a lot of times folate, especially the woman who's been on the pill or dysplasia, they need folate. So just remember that, because the pill just throws all that off. And so you can look at the blood tests. You can look at the MCV, MCH, MCHC, and the uric acid. So those are just some markers. You could also do some saliva testing, but most people have blood tests done, and the people looking at them don't always know what's going on. Now, there's another marker on the blood test called ALT, Alpha Louis Tom, or AST, Alpha Sam Tom. Those numbers, when they're low, tell me you need vitamin B6. Women who take the pill are usually low on vitamin B6. So I wrote a book on trans fat and ADHD. Actually, I've written 11 books.
That was your first one, wasn't it? ADHD?
It was. And so There's a fat chart that I have in there. And but you have to realize that when you eat food, food has to go through steps. And it's a metabolic pathway. And the metabolic pathway to make good oil for your head or your brain, it needs B6, magnesium, zinc. So if you cry easy, mosquitoes like you, sore muscles after exercise, tender breasts, B vitamins could be a help for you. If you look at your carbon dioxide and it's low, yes. So how I like to look at a body is you don't just throw the dice. You really want to come up with objectives. So I just gave the ladies and gentlemen some objectives to see if they do in fact need B vitamins and the B vitamins and how they're impacting their body. Sugar takes B vitamins out of the body. Sugar and stress.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. It totally depletes the B vitamins. And a lot of people don't realize that. And we're living in a high stress society, brought on by ourselves. but people don't realize that that can be a big culprit. Huge. As well. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about women that are menopausal or postmenopausal, or, you know, just going through that phase, and they don't want to be on any kind of HRT, that kind of thing. Are you having conversations with women there and making suggestions? I know that I'm past that phase, and I'm grateful to the Lord that it really was an easy, breezy thing for me. But I did just simple things like, you know, evening primrose oil and just some simple little things. I was fine. Like, I'm just praising God about that because I hear a lot of stories. So let's kind of dive into the popularity of HRT and kind of where you stand on everything.
Well, I did write a book called Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. And I really think what you just said, Wendy, is oil is really important because oil makes hormones. So you may consider, ladies and gentlemen, to have an omega test done. It's a venipuncture to find out your levels of your omega-3 and omega-6 fats. Most people have plenty of omega-6 fats because they eat seed oils, but omega-3 yeah. oils are important to make hormones in a body. So
that's why they have so much chronic inflammation, right?
And so one of the things that I encourage all the ladies to do is you want to have a thyroid test done, because your thyroid is really important when it comes to female health. And when you do the thyroid test, you want a TSH, Tom, Sam, Harry, a T3, and a free T3, which is like, it's called triiodothyronine, and that's not important. Just remember, free T3 and a T4. Now, TSH, from my experience, should be 2. If your TSH, and I'm going to go slow with this, if your TSH is low, traditionally most medical people will say you have a high thyroid. But you really want to have the T4 and the T3 done. So if your TSH is low and your T4 is normal, you probably have a tired brain, because the TSA comes from and, you know, it's used for the pituitary gland. It tells your body, it's called thyroid stimulating hormone. So if that number is low, your brain is tired because it's not producing it. The big thing that most people don't realize is that T4 is inactive thyroid. T4 has to be transferred or translated to T3 in the body. And this is done in the liver and in the colon. So the normal range for free T3 goes from 80 to 180. I want it to be about 130. So let's just say that you have cold hands, So now I'm giving you the body signals for a low thyroid. Cold hands, cold feet, constipation, high cholesterol, depression, fatigue, morning headache, coarse, thin hair. Those are all low thyroid body signals. Now, if your thyroid's not functioning optimally, the rest of your body's not going to function that well also. So the thyroid is a real important marker. Now, I wrote a book on mental health, and this is what I discovered. When I was first in practice back in the 70s, I would have people come in, and they had a condition called vitiligo. That's the loss of pigment on the skin. And every one of them were stressed, massively stressed. So I was trying to figure out what's going on. It took 35 years for me to figure it out. I read a PDF, from a company, and this is what I learned. So there's something that you can do, a urine test, and there's a marker called VMA, Vandal Mandelate. So if your VMA is being churned and it's excessive in the body, that means your body is burning epinephrine and norepinephrine, which are adrenal hormones. Those are made by tyrosine. Tyrosine, this is going to be really, really important, everybody. Tyrosine makes adrenal hormones. Tyrosine and iodine make thyroid hormones. So if you're under stress, you're going to cannibalize your tyrosine. Now, tyrosine is also a natural antidepressant. And this is the catcher right here. Tyrosine also makes skin pigment. So these people a long time ago were stressed, burning up their tyrosine, and they did not have enough tyrosine to make skin pigment. So if I have someone that comes in and they're depressed, cold hands, cold feet, white space teeth, if they ask me, the third of the world are on, have a low thyroid, I'm going to tell you, not Wendy, everybody I won't see, they're on some kind of thyroid medication.
And yeah, it's pretty crazy. See a lot of that too. Yeah, I mean, and that's why I held up these Nori sheets, because this is a great way to bring in some iodine into or some dulse flakes onto your salad or in your soups, sea vegetable, because a lot of people don't even know how to get iodine besides over consuming salt, and we don't want that either. So there's other ways of doing that, right?
So let me tell you a little story about iodine. In the book that I wrote, Dr. Bob's Guide to Prevent Surgery, and by the way, the only successful surgery is one that's never needed to be performed. The term Amen. Successful surgery is an oxymoron. Anyway, so this is also a very interesting story. So between 1750 and 1850, all the transoceanic voyagers that left London, half of them never came back because of a condition called scurvy.
Scurvy.
And most people today know that scurvy is lack of vitamin C. So what happened was, is that someone along the way figured that if the English sailors ate lime, that's why they call them limeys, that they'd be getting a source of vitamin C. It wasn't until the 1940s that they discovered that vitamin C prevented scurvy. Now, here's the modern day scurvy, and this is so cool. The modern day scurvy is lack of iodine. So most of you watching or listening to us right now took a bath or shower today or in the last 24 to 48 hours, and breathed in something called chlorine. So chlorine, bromine, and fluorine are antagonistic to iodine. So you already don't have enough iodine in your diet. And then if you're taking and using fluoride toothpaste and all the other items I mentioned, so I live in Florida, and we just passed a law that they're taking fluoride out of the water. Now, this is really significant because we also do breast thermography in the practice. So what I also have learned is there's a term called apoptosis. Apoptosis is limited cell life. So I have my female patients, all of them, put a couple drops on their breast, clear liquid iodine every day, especially after we do the breast thermography, and if they may or may not have cysts on their breast. So we can eliminate cysts on the breast because of iodine, but I also want to point out you can have cysts on your ovaries because of lack of iodine, but you can also have cysts on your ovaries because you have an insulin issue. So, but I want to share that an $18 bottle of clear liquid iodine can help prevent your cells from proliferating. And that means we have the potential to slow stop maybe cancer growth. So, I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's, you imagine so I have a shower dechlorinator and everybody should have a shower dechlorinator.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. What do you use in the shower? Because that is something that people don't realize. And you can just see the accumulation of a series of events that happen that continually break down the cells in the body, right? So it's not a one thing. It's an accumulation of many. And so if you don't attack, you know, all of them, but get to the original sin, if you will, and to figure out what's going on there to correct that problem, then it just keeps spiraling. So I love the way you break this down so simplistically, like, you know, the average Joe can pick up on this and understand and realize that, wow, okay, I actually do have more control over reading my blood work than I realized. So as you're breaking this down, it's very helpful. So thank you for that. Regarding thyroid, I mean, it's not just women, it's men that are dealing with some thyroid issues as well. But of course, mainly women that are experiencing this. So what are the symptoms that you tend to see? I mean, you know, the hair loss and the different things like that, goiters, like that's way on the other end of a thyroid issue at that point. But what are some of the things that you're recognizing? Again, being tired, fatigue.
Thin hair. And I see a lady has thin hair. I know she has a low thyroid. I mean, I just know that. But you have to understand what I just mentioned too. I gave the whole puzzle that the adrenal gland, which is stress. So if your tyrosine is being cannibalized, tyrosine cannot mix with iodine to make thyroid hormones. So a lot of ladies will have menopausal issues because of stress. So there's a gland in the body, which we've been talking about, called the adrenal gland. The adrenal gland makes progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. It's kind of like your backup Band-Aid. So if you're eating sugar, sugar is going to compromise adrenal function. So that's significant. Stress.
Caffeine.
Oh, yeah. But stress is definitely so back in the day, I call it BCAC, before COVID and after COVID, and the whole world changed because of COVID. But in our world, as healthcare providers in our Ohio office and our Florida office, we do breast mammography, like I mentioned. So back in March of 2020, we did a group of ladies for their thammography. So with breast thammography, and I encourage all of you to investigate that. There's usually There's a thammographer, I'm sure, in your area. We use a company called EMI. They're probably the best. There's a lot of different ones out there, but I feel comfortable and confident with them. So back in March of 2020, which was really a very crazy time in America, but I mean, it was beyond. I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. COVID was much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. Anyway,
not just physically, but mentally.
Correct.
And emotionally.
That was bizarre. But this is what I learned. I mean, so the stuff that I share with people, this is not about reading an old Reader's Digest or prevention magazine or some kind of magazine that a journalist got paid to lie. I mean, I didn't mean to say that, but you know.
No, that's a whole other episode, but you're right on.
And so what happened was, let's just say that you came in, Wendy, and your breasts were a certain temperature. And they even tell you that, you know, your temperature is normal. So let's say we do them annually, or let's just say you started in March of that year, then 3 months later, we do another one to get the baseline. It was half the lady's breast. So this is the beginning of COVID. Their breasts got warmer. So this is what I've learned. Your breasts, you know, it's too bad that intimacy is associated with breasts. Breast, I'm very much involved with anxiety and stress. So a lot of these ladies had warm breasts because their breasts were feeling the emotion of that. And so over time, yes, their breasts came back down to normal, but I'm going to switch gears right now because I have to share something that's really significant. So I wrote a book on mental health. And it's Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Mental Health. They're all Dr. Bob Drugless something or other. Anyway, what I have training in traditional Chinese medicine. I don't practice acupuncture. I went a different direction. But what I do remember is that your organs have association with emotions. Yes. So I learned this when my youngest son was going away to college. My wife had a chronic cough that would not go away, and I could not figure that out. But my massage therapist, who I referred her to at that time, asked my wife if she was having any stress. Well, she probably started crying because our youngest son, she was going to be an official empty nester. So she had this chronic cough. So the lungs are associated with sadness. So there are people right now listening to us have a chronic cough that won't go away, which, a side note, could be a food sensitivity, because we also do, you know, food sensitivity testing. But the spleen is anxiety and worry. Now, when we are doing the breast thermography, your biggest lymph node in your body is your spleen. So when my wife takes the pictures, if there's red in a woman's armpits, it's because her lymph is congested and the lymph eventually drains down into the spleen. So we're going to say the ladies that had all these red breasts was because the breast, lymph, spleen, liver loop was thrown off because the spleen had anxiety and worry. Kidney is fear. The liver is anger, and the gallbladder is bitterness. So we have a lot of unhappy people. You have road rage. People are driving down the road, eating their french fries, shaking their fist at people. That's anger.
Right.
So when you really start evaluating this, you can reverse most issues, but it really comes down to stress or dietary choices. So a lot of you have toxic relationships. There's people in your life that you're going to say, hasta la vista, baby. I'm just saying. And I see this a lot. You have poor work situations. There's things going on. And unless you change that, the trajectory of your life is going to deteriorate.
I'm so glad you're saying that, because that's right up my alley, this kind of conversation, because our body does know what we're feeling and thinking, right? All the way down to the cellular level, and our organs respond accordingly. Everything responds accordingly, and people kind of brush it off, whether it's, you know, this like they have unforgiveness, they have this anger, bitterness, all this stuff. And that's just a lower vibrational frequency that we're operating in. And you know all this, but that's where dis-ease starts to show up in the body. And so you're making it very clear here. And so we have more control than we realize if we would just open our hearts and minds and ears to understand what's really happening and to start to release that unhealthy negative emotions. And one of the things I wanted to ask you practically for, you know, just getting lymph flow. I mean, we do rebound. I've got a vibration plate. I've got, you know, I do dry brushing, different things. Are there other things that you would recommend? Of course, exercise and that kind of thing. But is there anything else that maybe isn't the norm?
Well, we do use a detox product, a liquid detox product. We encourage bouncing on the ball versus a rebounder because of hip, joint, and knee pain. Drinking water is important. Minimizing dairy is very important. The dry brushing, finding a skilled lymph trained massage therapist is very, very important. So this is going to sound kind of basic. Castor oil pack on the liver. The liver is more important than people realize. So when you use the castor oil pack, and it's simple, you get wool flannel, you put castor oil on it, you put it right below your right breast. You have your heating pad warmed up, put a plastic or some kind of, you know, Ziploc bag on top of the flannel so you're not getting everything really oily. And the heat, the castor oil is amazing. If you have something going on in your body that's not responding, it's better, you know, in the big fat Greek wedding, they use Windex.
Yeah.
Just use castor oil or something. Castor oil has wonderful healing principles. So
yeah, and in the belly button.
I have some people that have done it in the belly button. Let's talk about men's health just a bit here.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So what I have here is a great
You have another prop. This is good.
So this is the prostate right here. Okay. So there's the bladder. And then if that prostate is swollen, what's going to happen is a man is going to pee many times during the night. So sometimes I might pee once. I don't drink carbonated water like I used to. That would be any sparkling water. Seems to make me pee more. But man, this right here, this prostate needs zinc. And it also needs iodine. So I take iodine and I take zinc on a regular basis. Pumpkin seeds are really important. So I happen to live in a golf community down here in Florida. And I was riding my bike the other day. And they spray these fairways. I don't golf, by the way. And I can tell you from my experience, men that golf have a greater chance to have prostate problems. So you go play golf. I don't have a problem with that. But these guys don't play golf. They play golf like all the time. And they don't play 9 holes. They play 18 holes. And they lick their ball. They get the grass blades off. And they put the tees in their mouth. So,
hello, pesticides.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to stop the other day and take a video of these guys spraying. And I, you know, I've done that before. So this prostate, they really play with this prostate. So without being morbid, the last thing you want them to do is go through your penis and scope it or rotor root you, because you could have a constant drip forever. So most of the patients that I see that have had prostate issues have too much estrogen in their body. So men don't have a pathway to clear estrogen like women do. So I personally take a product called calcium D-glucarate. It helps get rid of the estrogen in my body. There's something called DIM, which is basically your favorite food, men, should be steamed broccoli or roasted broccoli to help process this. Now, I'm going to drop a bombshell on everybody right now, because I have very affluent men down here in Naples, Florida, have their own jets and whatever else that they do. Men, I'm just going to say this blanket comment, men that inject or put testosterone in their body can have kidney failure, because I have two of them in particular. I was looking at these numbers and I thought, looked at the guy and I said, man, what is like going on? I didn't know. So I had to drill down on this and I said, what are you doing? So he was injecting himself with testosterone.
Okay. And real quick, that's real popular right now, especially even the younger men are doing this. It's like, what are you guys doing? You can.
I just told you what's going to happen, because so you can look at your own markers, gentlemen. If you're doing, and so ladies right now, you can say, man, you should listen to this guy. He just like knows everything about everything. No, I just do something I call a listen. So I had to drill down to this guy. You know, this guy has his own jet. You know, here I am, Dr. Bob, and yada, yada, yada. And his kidneys were going to, they're down. So I figured it out, because I had two of them back to back. I said, so what does your medical doctor say? You know, he said, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. And I thought, the medical community, they wanted to get you on dialysis. That's like an annuity to them. They just keep on going and going and going. So, gentlemen, broccoli is good. Calcium D-glucarate, DIM. If you're going to golf, here's a trick question. Do you go golfing on a wet, dewy Saturday morning with your buds? Like where I live, I watch these guys bounce around on golf carts. It's like, this is like so crazy. It's recreational. Anyways, or do you take and you walk with a bag on a hot sunny afternoon? Of course you're doing it on a hot Sunday afternoon, because all of the dew has been melted away with the moisture. So you just got to understand, this is very serious. I mean, it is very serious. And so then, you know, the men, they're going to go have a couple brewskis afterwards. They're going to have some cheap meat and, you know, the whole thing that compromises
the accumulation of the breakdown.
Right. Yeah. And so, gentlemen, if you have all these little red bumps on your body, it's cherry hemangiomas. I did write a book on men's health. It's called Dr. Bob's Men's Health, The Basics. I mean, I try to cover as many different areas in the body that I can. And, you know, I was born in 1954. So whatever year it is right now, you do the math on what's going on. I've taken care of myself. There's no Botox here, baby.
No, it's just beef tallow, right?
It's just beef tallow.
So I think about, you know, when you're talking about the prostate and different issues going on, and a lot of these men, even though women tend to get UTIs more often than men, but if there's issues in the plumbing, so to speak, and different things there, then that's opportunity for UTIs for men, right?
Yes. The chronic UTI is a little challenging right now. I'm trying to still figure out with women. I think some of it could be hormonal. I'm not exactly sure. I have had a couple ladies have their urine cultured. We see E. coli. You know, parasites are an issue.
Parasites. Yeah.
You know, parasites. I could talk to you for hours on parasites. I can just tell
people
you
people don't want to believe they're real, you know?
Well, they're real.
Because it's gross. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, they are very real. I think, you know, the big talk about now is ivermectin, and a lot of people are talking about parasites and cancer. There's just a lot of truth to this. So let me tell you this. If you go to bed at, let's say you go to bed at 10 and you wake up at 11, that means you need B vitamins. You go to bed at 10, let's say you wake up at 1 or 2, that means you probably have parasites. If you go to bed at 10, you wake up at 3, it's probably a blood sugar. Go to bed at 10 and you wake up with a headache in the morning, you have a low thyroid. So as we are taping this program right now, we're about a day short of a full moon. If you look outside your window and it's a full moon and you're not sleeping, I'm going to tell you right now, it's because the parasites are up, because you don't realize that. Yeah, the moon impacts water movement in the body. And if you eat chocolate before you go to bed, parasites love chocolate, and they just have a little heyday, like you just said. So we can start tying all of this together. It's like, okay, so where do I start? So I'm going to share something with you that I firmly believe is so important, is I don't eat fruit. I
am at all, period?
Half an apple a day. Everything else I eat is vegetables. I am not a vegetarian. I eat organic meat almost with every meal. I think protein's important. As a side note, you can go to your blood test and look at your BUN, and that's not hamburger bun. It's blood urea nitrogen. It should be about 15. If your BUN is low, that means you need protein. Then I want you to go to your blood test and look at something called globulin. So if globulin is not on your blood test, you're going to take your total protein and you're going to subtract albumin from it. Now, you're going to have to really go back and you're going to want to go back and watch this like 3 or 4 times. That'll give you a number, and the number should be 2.7. If your number is 2.7, that means you're digesting and you should have enough protein. So going back to the fruit, I read a book a long time ago called The Yeast Connection by William Crookes, and another book called Adrenal Fatigue by James Wilson. And that's where I learned about fruit being an issue. So the American Heart Association in 2011 released a report that a person who has high triglycerides could have a fatty liver, which we're not even going to have time to talk about, the non-alcoholic fatty liver. But they said right in the article, it's fructose, it's fruit.
Too much fruits. Fructose,
so fruit can cause a fatty liver. So what I do is I make a vegetable.
And think of all the people drinking the juices of the fruit, which is even worse.
And I used to juice. I don't juice anymore. I want people to eat. So every day, like I'm in my practice right now, I have a box, like a leftover box, you know, when you go to a restaurant. So I have a stalk of celery, 4 or 5 tomatoes, red, yellow, orange, bell pepper, cauliflower, half an apple, a couple radishes, and I munch on that all day. I usually have a salad every day for lunch with organic meat. And then I just do, you know, radishes on it, you know, just the typical stuff. And then for dinner, my wife and I will almost always have roasted or steamed vegetables with some kind of protein. And for breakfast, I do eat eggs. So I might make some egg salad. I eat very little bread, but I have access to getting some organic turkey slices. So I'll put some of the egg salad in the organic turkey. The turkey becomes my bread. So all day long, I'm eating mid or low glycemic foods, not to throw my blood sugar off.
Yeah, that's important.
I ride my bike 15 miles a day. I drink water. I drink half-calf, decaf coffee. So that's my regular routine. I like
Did you say you ride your bike 15 miles a day?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. That's why you were okay with me delaying this podcast, because my husband and I went for a bike ride this morning. You're like, sure, you totally understood.
Yeah, and it's not a pedal assist bike. Because I was riding my bike and I had this little pouch, like it's in the center of the bike that I have some incidentals. Yeah. And the lady says, is that an electric bike? And I pointed to my thighs and I said, that's the electricity, baby.
There you go.
And I have found that riding the bike, you can burn more calories than jogging or walking. Because I have an app called Map My Tracks. And I walk for an hour and you burn 150. And I bike for an hour and I burn 350. You do the math. I don't have time to walk for an hour for 150 calories.
Thank you. I love it. Well, I appreciate you so much. I could have you on for hours. I mean, we have so much to talk about. You have so much to share. And maybe you'll want to come on another time. We'll just kind of throw that out there.
Yeah,
but I appreciate you so much. As a kind of a last kind of message, is there something that you just want that's like very... whether it's a scripture verse or something, maybe it's just something that you're a new hobby you're doing. Just kind of what's kind of the last kind of thing you'd like to share with us?
You know, the biggest, I think, in the Christian world right now is you want to forgive everybody. You don't want to have any anxiety in your body, because this talks about in Proverbs, anxiety just rots the bone and you don't have time for that. I mean, you just don't have time for that. And I think it's just really important if you exercise every day, make sure you drink enough water, disconnect from the internet and everything at 5 o'clock, because if you're there, your brain's going to be going 100 miles an hour. You want to have activities that you like to do, spend time with your family, you know, go to a brick and mortar church, be around Christian or like-minded people. And if you need to lose weight, get rid of your friends that want to go to a fast food place.
That's good, Dr. Bob. All right. And those of you that are listening, those of you, you're all listening. If you're listening to this, go to druglessdoctor.com to find Dr. Bob's books and to learn more about him. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. Please tell Debbie hello.
I will. God bless you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Well, I hope you found this episode really enlightening, and I hope you will share this episode with those you know that could benefit. So probably someone you know, maybe multiple persons that you know that could benefit from this podcast episode. And again, go to druglessdoctor.com to get incredible resources from Dr. Bob. And again, there's just a plethora of information there, but all of his books, you can purchase them there. All right. And of course, if you are in Ohio or in Naples, then go give him a visit if you've got some issues and looking for some solutions. And of course, you know, I'm going to mention about the Visibly Fit 7-Week Accelerator Program, which is also a solution if you are looking to get off medication, release unhealthy, unwanted weight, and get your life back again. Go to getvisiblyfit.com, and that's where you can sign up and be a part of our community and get on board with the 7-Week Accelerator Program. But you don't just do it for 7 weeks. You actually have access to it for a full year, so you could actually take the 7-week course about 4 or 5 times within the year. So I'm telling you, women have had incredible results reversing dis-ease in their body, getting off medication, and releasing quite a bit of unhealthy, unwanted weight, anywhere from 15 to, I've had all the way to 32, 33 pounds within 7 weeks. So it works. You just got to work the program, right? So I'm here to assist you and walk you through it, and would love to answer any questions if you have questions on it as well. You can go to wendy@wendypet.com if you have questions and want to email me directly. But otherwise, I'll see you over at getvisiblyfit.com and we can get started today. All right, God bless. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.